Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Top of the morning to you, Ed, and to all of our listeners as well. Happy Sunday to everyone. Great to be here again. Loving working for CHI Memorial. Love the work we're doing down in Georgia, especially. Remember, we are building that hospital, folks. It's going to be a 60-bed facility with ORs and ER and everything that you're going to need. It'll be right there where our parking lot is now, or that's what we're planning, at 4700 Battlefield Parkway to replace the old CHI Memorial Georgia, which you may remember back in the day was the old Hutchison. So that building will still be there, but it will be a brand new CHI Memorial Georgia. But don't forget, the old Hutchison or Cornerstone is now CHI Memorial Georgia, so the building is still there. There's been a lot of renovations, you know, a lot of time spent updating that facility, and we have stocked that with CHI Memorial personnel. So it's really a CHI Memorial facility. It is new. You'll get top-of-the-line care, so don't hesitate to go to that facility if you need it and you live in North Georgia. You know, there's also CHI Maine down in Chattanooga and also one out in Hickson, which is superb. So thank you, CHI Memorial, not only for being the title sponsor of our show, but also for all of the good work you do throughout Chattanooga and in North Georgia. Thank you so much. Love working still with companies like LHC, Louisiana Healthcare. They're also a sponsor through Home Care Solutions, Home Health. They have offices in Ringgold and Dalton, and we are in our new office now. Wonderful, wonderful place, I think on West Emory, if I remember the street name right. And anybody who wants to drop by and take a look at that if you live in Dalton. And also at that facility is the other LHC corporation I work with, which is Heartlight Hospice. Wonderful company administering hospice care and ministry throughout Northwest Georgia. Great job, all you people at Home Health and Hospice and CHI Memorial. So once again, a privilege to be a country doc in Northwest Georgia, continue that tradition that goes back over 150 years. For my family, and who knows, I don't know where the old country doctor, the family medicine model will go in the next 10 years, but, you know, it's good for now, and people still need that. You know, we're having a new model with nurse practitioners in our building and also help work with other offices locally like our Chickamauga CHI office, and, you know, every day is an adventure, and I work with great people. And Ed, like I told you, I am stoked that within the last couple of weeks, I got back on my keto diet. I know I'm not as good at a lot of people, and no, I don't check myself for ketones, but it's more of a lifestyle change for me, and also started intermittent fasting. So, you know, Ed and I have talked about that for over a year, and I can't tell you exactly what I thought about intermittent fasting because I thought it was more of a fad, but the more I've researched, the more health benefits I see in that, and frankly, I do feel better on intermittent fasting and keto than I did before, but it is something I'm having to learn and force myself to do. But just in the first week alone, I lost 5 pounds. My nurse joined me on it. Frankly, she encouraged me to start it because she was doing it. And so this is something we're encouraging each other for. So I'm saying this because I know you will hold me accountable. Probably the listeners will hold me accountable. And I'm going to stick with this, Ed. And I'm back in the gym running and being more diligent with that as well. Because people, I did slack for a while, but I enjoyed every minute of slacking as well. And exploring all the wonderful restaurants of this city. And I'm still going to do that, but be a bit more careful, judicious with my time and spend more time doing things to be healthy.
I love it, my friend. I love it because we all, many of us at this time of year are thinking and working on creating a healthier 2020. And, you know, intentions to me are not really that great. I mean, you know, making resolutions are not that great. I think intentions are the key to the long term. And just holding an intention that you're going to journey into a better, healthier place is vital for this to work. Now, intermittent fasting, for those who may not know, means you're going to pick a window of hours to eat, and you're going to pick a window of hours to do nothing but liquids or something with no calories. Many people, I do intermittent fasting because I have a super fast metabolism. I'm a little more flexible, so I drink a drink in the morning, my protein drink with the right fats, about 5:30, and then I will eat during the day. I will finish eating at 5:30 in the evening, so I'm doing a 12-hour on, 12-hour off. Most people have to do a little bit more of the closer window for the foods. They'll do maybe 8 to 10 hour window to eat, and then they'll not eat the rest. That does so many things to the body. And you said it exactly. I thought it was a fad somewhat, because I've seen more fads than anybody, because I've been in this business of nutrition for 41 years, and it is not. The research is very, very clear for lowering inflammation, eating up bad toxins, lowering cancer rates, making you think clearer. And the reason is because the liver holds about 12 hours worth of carbohydrates. And because Americans eat so constantly, it never depletes itself. And it needs to be depleted at a certain point every 24 hours so that it can go do other things like digest bad cells that are not healthy, reduce inflammation. All those things come because you start burning fat for fuel instead of carbohydrates. When the body burns fat, miracle things can happen. So I do want to throw in, since you've kind of opened the doorway for it, a new program we have at Nutrition World called Wellness Plus that will help you with intermittent fasting or anything else. And it's actually the best program I've ever seen in the United States, because I can tell you one thing, everyone listening, as we get older, we need a team or a partnership in order to maintain optimal health. You need the Dr. Greens, but you also need perhaps the fitness person. Perhaps you need the registered dietitian. Perhaps you need the person who knows about healthy children. Well, at Nutrition World Wellness Plus, for $1 a day, you commit to 90 days with this plan, and it's going to give you unlimited access to our wellness consultants and to our dietitian and to body composition analysis. And anything you would purchase, you will get additional discounts on as a reward. And I mean, registered dietitian, we talked about it last week, Dr. Green. I mean, an hour with them would be 75 to 120 probably. For $1 a day, you're going to get unlimited access. That means you're going to be able to do a video chat, a phone, an email, person to person. So go on nutritionw.com and look up Wellness Plus. We are online now for orders, but it's an exciting program. Exciting.
And I think a lot of the people I know that I've known in the past before I knew you that went to you and your store were highly motivated in that lifestyle. They were very into a non-traditional medicine lifestyle, and they were eschewing all traditional medicine. I mean, these were friends of mine from church, great people, but they would not talk about traditional mm-hmm. medicine. It was all non. But they were highly motivated, I'll give them that. What I'm hoping and praying is that the people who sign up for the Wellness Plus,
yes.
Wellness Plus, aren't going to do like the people joining the gym where they're paying the money and then they never go. I do think your clientele will be more mm-hmm. motivated and utilize those, because it is a fantastic value. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know it, and anyone listening would know it. I want each segment of our show goes so fast, but I want to tell you about a meal that I had last night that blew me away, because this is a place I've been eating and they added something new to the menu. And I'm going to talk about it in the second segment, because I actually have a photo of what was in this product, and it was surprising how I was just blown away, being impressed by this big box restaurant store that's actually getting on the program. Most people don't. And, you know, again, I'm heartbroken that Chop House closed this last week, because it was a place I enjoyed eating.
And I did eat at a new place, which was not healthy, but I did have something healthy while I was there. So we'll talk about that, too.
Okay. That sounds cool. And I want to talk a little bit more also about the flu on the next segment. I read today that 7% of Americans get the flu each year. I didn't really realize there was that big percentage, but 7%.
And it seems like more in the office. It really does.
Is it starting to wane a little?
Nope, not
really?
At all. Yeah, we're okay. Still seeing a lot of new cases and a lot of treatments, and there is a lot of flu-like illness. And remember a couple of weeks ago, that coronavirus that was coming out mm-hmm. of China. So, you know, there are all sorts of new things.
Okay. Well, it was really cool. One little article on CNN News talked about, and I've really connected to my heart rate. I've always been. I've always been able to sense it, feel it, instantly pick it up on my wrist or my on my neck, because I think it's really a good personal sign of things going on. Well, they did this big study with 200,000 people with a Fitbit, and they saw that they could correlate the flu coming on because it correlated to increased resting heart rates. And again, I'm big about this. I'm big about it, taking heart rates also if you're doing new medications. I'm big about it if you're doing new nutritional supplements. I'm also big about it if you're under tremendous stress, you're not sleeping. I mean, it's a monitor. It's a really cool mirror of,
Your temp, by the way? Because you can do it with temperature monitoring as well, just
yeah, you can.
Slight changes.
I'm not sure if Fitbit does it, but I, you know.
The airports are doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about all kind of nutrition and food things and health. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. Keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we also have Sean Whitfield in the studio today. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad to be here.
We have some exciting news today about one of our previous guest we've had on a couple times, a good friend of mine, and I am, you know, I have a long history of being really a devoted follower of people who lift weights, and I mean, it goes across the whole board from powerlifting, but bodybuilding has always been kind of my special little go-to.
Your passion in life,
and,
I guess.
And, you know, I'm a scrawny little guy, always have been, but I've loved the gym since I was 14 years old. I walked into Cosmopolitan Spa, 14 years old, they measured my arms, and I weighed 119 pounds, and my arm was 10 inches. Most women's arms are bigger than that, and it was pretty pathetic. And within 2 years, I gained about 15 to 20 pounds of muscle per year.
Wow.
For about 2 years, and then I ended up getting to 200 pounds, no steroids at all, just food. And, you know, I know bodybuilding in the public eyes, sometimes it's like, yuck, it just doesn't, you know, they're not appealing to some people. But that's not really how it works. It is a very, very tough sport, and you know, probably takes more discipline than almost anything else because you have to deal with diets and all this. But we got some stuff to talk about today, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do. I'm here to talk about an event. But first, I want to pause that for just a second. And you guys, I want to ask you a Vital Health Radio trivia question.
Uh-oh.
So you got to be putting your thinking caps on. Next Sunday is February the 2nd. What is special about February the 2nd in Vital Health Radio?
Would it be 2 years?
That's our two-year anniversary.
Ah, really?
Wow, what are you getting?
Two-year anniversary. It's a surprise. It's not an anniversary yet. 2 year anniversary of Vital Health Radio. Can you believe it's gone by for
no.
gone so quickly?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, so I had to throw
incredible.
That trivia out first to see if you guys recalled what the special coming.
And Ed, I thought we were just about 1.5.
I would have believed one, actually,
yeah.
12 months. But that is special. And, it you know, I think we've all grown on this. I know I so appreciate Sean allowing me to do this because, you know, I do a lot of podcasting. I do a lot of educating to the public. And this show has truly, truly helped me fine-tune my presentation, I believe, and being comfortable because nothing makes me nervous anymore, whether it be TV or this. And that's important as we try to be better educators.
Yeah.
But so thank you for allowing me to do this.
Well, you're welcome. And I have noticed, Ed, in all of the media of this show and in your Holistic Navigator, that you have done so well with hosting a show, you're ready for a major network, I think. you're doing a great job. And another thing that about this show, and also your Holistic Navigator, is bodybuilding and fitness and health has always been my passion for well over 30 years of my life now, and I have always taken supplements and proteins, powders, and so forth like that. But I have found that over the last 2 years that my kitchen cabinet has a lot more products in it. And I'm not taking 72 pills a day yet, but I'm probably upwards of 30 to 40. And I was in Ed's store the other day, Nutrition World, and I felt like I was at Publix. Because when I left there, my bill was almost $300.
Oh.
And that's getting to where it's almost a monthly basis.
Well, don't scare people away now, because you don't have to do that.
So it's addicting. Yeah. It's addictive.
Well, the more you learn, the more you see the value of the right things. Now, yeah. You are doing, what I'm guessing, is a mixture of not only health, but you're also, being the athlete you are, you're trying to do both of those. And that doubles the effort and the cost.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you've got your daily supplements, but then when you're exercising or bodybuilding like you do, yes, that's a lot of work, and you do have to prepare.
Yeah. I've learned so much from Ed and you too, Dr. Green, in the last 2 years, and I know a lot of our listeners have as well. I have people come up to me on a regular basis and comment about the show and comment about the fact that it's so educational, and the fact that we have done something with this show that's kind of different and unique. We've brought you, Dr. Green, coming from the medical community that believes in its own way of thinking to a certain extent. And then we brought Ed's community, the holistic health community, brought them together. And a lot of times there's a difference of opinion, but also it's been amazing to me how you guys have been on the same page on so many subjects and so many topics.
And we don't agree on everything. We don't disagree on everything, but we've both learned is what we've done.
Well, but the thing is, Dr. Green is the exception to the rule. Please, I don't mean to degrade his, the industry he's in, but he's a special guy. He's special. And Dr. Oz better watch out, because we're partnering and we're going forward, and somebody's going to be grabbing both Dr. Green and I on a new show, and you're going to be part of it, owner of it.
Yeah. Whoever's listening, we're ready.
And we're going national, because Dr. Oz has seen his prime, and it's going down the other side.
And we're just reaching our stride.
That's right,
that
brother.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. And one thing that I've noticed is, Ed, you have, I don't know what the best word is, maybe taught Dr. Green or made him aware of a whole new side of things. However, Dr. Green, I want to see if there's ever a possibility that you will convince to Ed that the flu shot is something that you should do.
Nothing is impossible.
Yes,
you think
it
it's
is.
Possible, Ed?
No, it is not possible in this lifetime. If you believe in reincarnation, maybe the next time around. But
so
not
this will
this
be one
way.
Of those times I do disagree with Ed. I think I can bring him around eventually.
That's the only thing that I've heard you guys talk about that I don't think there's any way the marriage here of this show will ever happen.
Well, the contrary to that would be, will he ever convince me to take my mouth shut every night? And the answer is absolutely not.
No. Yeah, you watch. That will happen.
We'll see. That's a challenge to both then.
I bought some of the tape at his Nutrition World not long ago, and I've been meaning to try that. So, yeah, Ed can just about convince me to do about anything.
Well, Sean, before you came on, we were talking about the fact that I'm on intermittent fasting now. So that will be one of those things I've researched and just started. So just in the first week alone with that, plus keto, lost 5 pounds. So and feeling better back in the gym. So, yes, my cost for my exercising will be going back up as well, because it just the two go together. But, I would have said, say, 2 years ago, would I do intermittent fasting in a keto diet? Absolutely not. You know, so I've changed as well. And I'm not quite as adventurous, I don't think, as Ed, where I'm the guinea pig for Chattanooga and surrounding areas. But I do research things, and things that I think have value, I try. And if they do have value to me, then I recommend them to the patients. So a lot of the patients are joining me on a lot of the supplements, exercise, and other lifestyle changes that I've implemented, because they watch what I do.
Yeah, well, that's good stuff. Of course, again, I want to thank you guys for all you do, and congratulations on 2 years of Vital Health Radio, and I hope we've got many more years to come. And so a lot of great stuff has came from this show. But the reason I'm here is to talk about a great event that we're going to be putting on with Whitfield Media Group. And I want to bring in a good buddy of mine that is known in the bodybuilding world, especially the hometown here of Chattanooga. and he is on the hotline. I'm going to bring on Matt Davis. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Great to be on, you know, with three of the people that I think hold y'all in the highest esteem. And I woke up early this morning feeling totally refreshed. And as soon as I took that tape off my mouth, I was feeling great. So I have to get that in there. You know,
thanks, Matt. Appreciate that.
Look at the level of influence. I have taped my mouth every single night for the past 9 or 10 months.
Wow. So,
but has your wife tried to tape it during the day, Matt? That's the question.
She might. She's probably thought about it.
She keeps a roll of tape in her purse when Matt gets out of control during the day.
But that's duct tape, not my tape.
Right.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining us. And I want to share with our audience, we're going to be holding a brand new event to Chattanooga, or at least it is brand new to Whitfield Media Group, and that is the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. It's going to be coming up June the 6th, 2020 at the Tivoli Theater, and this is going to be a world-class show with some of the best bodies in health, fitness, and bodybuilding, and I'm very excited about it. Matt Davis is an IFBB pro. Matt, are you the only IFBB pro that lives in the Chattanooga area?
I was, but no, a good buddy of mine named Isaiah Hawthorne actually just earned his pro status in November of last year, so just like probably 2 months ago.
Okay.
So now we got a couple.
All right, well, that's good. Matt is going to be guest posing at our event and has taught me a lot about the world of bodybuilding. Even though I've, you know, somewhat been involved with it off and on through the years, but I've learned a lot from Matt. And this is an event that we're very excited about. It's going to be an event also, too, that we have just launched a podcast. And we decided that with my team at Whitfield Media Group that we wanted to try to find some things that made this event a little more unique than just your typical bodybuilding and fitness show. And many times people have questions about an event, especially the competitors. And so we have decided to launch a podcast, and it's going to be called Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. And you'll be able to find that at all your favorite podcast locations from iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and so on. And our first episode or our first download has already been released. And Matt is also a guest on that podcast. And we're going to be just talking about the event and talking about all the frequently asked questions that competitors and people come to the show are going to want to know the answers to, especially if they don't want to take the time to give us a call or get on the website and research it out. And also, too, the podcast, we're going to have a special guest each week. We're going to have people in the health world, bodybuilding world, the fitness world. We hope to have Ed on in the near future, covering a lot of these topics and questions that people in health and fitness have. So I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a bi-weekly podcast, and we'll be having it going on between now and June the 6th.
Super, man. That is exciting because education and learning is, of course, always the key to me thinking and knowing that people have to have this to be healthier and to follow their passions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bodybuilding, again, is an interesting sport, but it is the more and more people and the years go on used to in the old days, they didn't have much connection to health. But many of the people, the men and women who are in bodybuilding today, it's really radically changed. They're not only trying to create a very excellent physique, but they're also trying to create a very superior health. Matt is the king of this. He's been through a health scare himself, and Dr. Green was certainly a huge help to Matt, and it was scary, but he's also, again, used lifestyle, exercise, nutrients to rehabilitate himself completely 100% back. And I love the fact that bodybuilding is now embracing more health, and I will be there. It'll be an exciting time. I go to all the local contests, have been doing that since about 1977. In fact, I had a Mr. Universe come stay with me once. We sponsored a contest, Lance Strayer. Only the older guys would remember him, but you know, Lou Ferrigno's been to Brainerd Village. I don't know if you remember that, Sean. Back,
yeah, I do. Matter of fact, I'd forgotten about
Matt
that.
Matt Mendenhall was one I brought into town. There was a couple of
You've brought
other
over
ones.
Several in your years of business,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and we sponsored them. We had a contest at the YMCA. We've done one at the Boys Club. That was back, you know, in the 80s, really.
Uh-huh. Well, Matt kind of helped me do some research on this. And Matt, I want to talk about for just a moment about something special we're going to be doing. And we're going to be bringing back the Mr. Chattanooga and the Miss Chattanooga as well. And if you would share with folks when the last time that was going on here in Chattanooga and who was the winner.
Well, the thing I can tell you for sure is it hasn't been since I've been competing. I mean, which has been the last 20 years, because that's a title. I would have stopped what I was doing, whatever I was preparing for, to pursue the title of Mr. Chattanooga. So it's for all of my research and guys I've talked to, I think the last time that it was actually available for you know, to crown a Mr. Chattanooga was 1994. And, you know, that's just been something that's been absent. And one thing I've always felt a strong pull to is just the local and the sense of having Chattanooga pride. And the truth of it is we have a tremendous amount of fitness and bodybuilding talent in this area that it's a little fragmented. You know, I look at things like the Ironman that comes in and CrossFit does an amazing job of galvanizing their communities and bringing them together. And I really hope this does the same thing for bodybuilding, is bring everybody together. It would be a super high level of competition for the people vying for that Mr. Chattanooga title. I think, honestly, I'm a little disappointed I'm not eligible at this point, because that was something that it would have always been on my checklist. But I'm very much looking forward to seeing who's going to be up there this year and kind of regain that title for this new era.
Yeah, 1994 was the last time. So we're going to be bringing that back. That's something that's going to be brand new to Chattanooga. And so all this is going to be going on June the 6th, 2020, the Tivoli Theater, Chattanooga Fitness Expo. Also, you can get more information at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com and check out Chattanooga Fitness Expo download at your nearest podcast location.
And we will also at Nutrition World be having any of the informational pamphlets, flyers that you want to print. They'll always be available there because we're going to make this special. Matt is exactly right. Him talking about it brings back the memories of how respected the title Mr. Chattanooga used to be. I mean, it was the ultimate title, and people did everything to be in shape for that contest. So I'm excited. And thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean, for all of that. It is time to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and I will be discussing more about your health. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and excited about what's coming up with Sean and the bodybuilding. Also, really blown away by the fact that we've been doing this for 2 years on February 2nd.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that long, really.
No, it doesn't. Of course, you know, when you're having fun, time goes faster than it does when you're not. I do want to say that last night I ate at Abuelo's, and I eat there regularly because, you know, I really, really focus on, I want to focus more on always locally owned people who care about the quality of the food, but it's just not always practical. Well, I find that Abuelo's does a pretty good dang job. So last night I go in, and I'm always looking for ways to be keto friendly, you know me, and we're talking about keto, you're back on keto. And intermittent fasting, because it is not a fad. It will be here to stay. I guarantee it. And of course, people have questions. They can come by Nutrition World. We can help you to understand how that works. But one of the frustrations is eating out. I mean, I did a podcast on the Holistic Navigator on how to eat out healthy. It's the tips that you need to know if you really want to. But last night I walk into Abuelo's, and they have this new thing called a superfood, and it is roasted chicken and veggies and a roasted veggie enchilada. So it's like two enchiladas, but they're using, I've never even heard of this, you know, the normal wraps?
Right.
Well, they're made out of corn normally. Well, that's very high glycemic. It's not keto-friendly. They make it out of cauliflower. A cauliflower wrap.
I've had cauliflower chips before that were actually good. And yeah. I've wrapped mine in lettuce before.
Right. But this is better because it looks the same. It, you know, the sauces and stuff are kind of what give it the taste anyway. So I felt absolutely fantastic by eating these. And the ingredients were stuffed with chunks of chicken breast. It had a mixture of kale, spinach, black beans, yellow squash, zucchini, bell peppers, melted cheese, tossed in olive oil. What could be freaking better as far as ingredients? So I highly, highly am saying go Abuelo's and go to Abuelo's. Are you going to do it?
Well, I'm hungry now. Thanks a lot. My intermittent fasting is not going to go as easy for the next couple of hours. So
that's funny. Have you eaten anywhere? Did you?
Well, I did try a place that was not keto friendly, but I went to the Old Chicago, is out by the mall, Old Chicago Pizza.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking I have to check to see if they even have a cauliflower crust option. I didn't look. It was right before I was getting back on this thing a couple of weeks ago. And I thought, you know, I'm craving one. I'm just going to go do it. I'm going to have, you know, one of my 10 to 20% off nights. And I really had a great meal. Pizza was wonderful, but I started out with one of their salads, and it was a grilled chicken salad, which was fantastic. So I don't know all the ingredients they were in it, but what I'm saying is it did taste good, and it was certainly, that would have filled me up had I eaten the whole thing, just, you know, share that salad. But, you know, one whole salad would have completely filled me up. So I was already full by the time the pizza got there, fortunately, I guess. But have you been there, and do you know if they have a cauliflower crust option?
You know, I only eat pizza at Lupi's, and the reason is because they source everything they can locally. Anyone out there listening, if there is a pizza place that makes cauliflower pizza crust, I want to know. So
yeah, I would like to know too. I just went because it's been there for years, passed it so many times, never been there, had some shopping to do anyway, and said, well, why not? And I've never been in, and it was packed. They were having a trivia night. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at how crowded it was. So
really?
Having never been there, I thought, I'll be the only one there. No, very crowded, very popular place. And good atmosphere. So you'd probably enjoy, you know, eating there. Just if they have something healthy, like a good salad for you, you might enjoy it.
Well, I do. You know, Sundays is my day where I cycle off of keto, because I really believe that we should not do it ongoing without breaks, because it just doesn't do as well in the long run. So Sundays I go to Lupi's. That's what I do. And I also go to First Watch, and I have a wonderful almond butter toast.
I love First Watch. Yep. Love Lupi's, both of them.
Yep. So highly recommend both of those.
Oh, I love the calzone at Lupi's. Oh, so
really?
Good.
Really? I have not had that in years. Forgot about that.
It is amazing. You have to try one again.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go tomorrow because, I mean, I'm going to go today. Today's Sunday.
Yeah, I may be joining you there.
All right. I do want to always put a plug in for my daughter's amazing Facebook group. That's a private group for women and mothers who really understand the connection between clean living and health, especially for their babies. Earth Conscious Mama. And you just go on, search it under Facebook, and then answer two questions, and she will approve you to be a member of that. She's writing some of the best articles on health, and she's really teaching me, again, to be cognizant of what I purchase. And there is a app called Think Dirty. I've talked about it before. It's really a very productive app, because what you do is you go into the store and you're going, if you're looking at a moisturizer for your skin or your baby, and you're going to scan the barcode, it's going to give you a rating as to purity. And sometimes I'm shocked, like baby shampoo. Well, I thought you could drink the stuff. It is not clean. Simply not a clean ingredient. And many of these ingredients are banned in other countries. We're not even talking things iffy. One of these chemicals can't hurt anybody. This is a cumulative effect of a lifetime of keeping and adding more and more and more on. So Earth Conscious Mama on Facebook, she teaches you how to live a clean life, especially for your young children who are more sensitive to these chemicals that we're around. So I love that. I did do a big post on Instagram under the Holistic Navigator on blood flow restriction. I want to I want you to be my guinea pig, Dr. Green.
I heard about that. There was a little controversy, right?
A guy wrote in and was complaining about the form I was doing on these curls, and I let it rip because I don't really take it lightly. I'm just going to give it back to people. And I said, you know, I'm here to teach people how to do blood restriction.
He might hate me. I do about 50 to 60 different forms of curls. I mean, there is not just one, and I combine it with so many other movements, and people come and go, what the heck are you doing? So he would probably hate me.
Well, he ended up apologizing, which is rare on social media. But what I'm going to challenge you, Dr. Green, because not this week, not next week, but I'm going to bring you a pair of blood restriction bands. And what blood restriction is you wrap your certain muscle, like your bicep, your thigh, your calf, and you're going to train by restricting blood. And what that does is it actually overstimulates the muscle, because muscle grows and changes because it's actually somewhat damaged a little, and the body accommodates that by rebuilding it. We want that damage, but it's hard to do it as we age because you have to use heavy weights, and that's more risky of injuries. So what you can do with blood restriction, you can use less weights and get more results.
Well, that does sound interesting. Like we were talking about between segments, was a couple of years ago after a hard workout, and I just had my blood work done, and the CPK, the muscle enzymes, were almost 4,000, which, the doctor freaked out, but it was just because I'd had a workout, and it wasn't even an unusual workout. It was my normal workout, and I thought, well, that explains it. Am I in pain? Sure am, and it's the no pain, no gain, but maybe you can do it, I don't know, maybe without as much damage, too.
Yeah, exactly, without as much risk. And the thing is, this was invented by a Japanese, physician in 1960.
Really?
Yes, so it's been around a long time. But
is it restricted totally or just partially?
50% is what you're looking for.
Just making sure, because to cut it off totally would be dangerous in my mind as a doctor.
Well, absolutely. And that's where the little bit of art about how tight do you put these bands. I've played with them off and on for 2 years, and I actually only this month do I feel that I'm finally on target, because what I was doing is I was wrapping it and then taking it off between sets. Well, I learned that's wrong. We have to keep it on for like 10 to 15 minutes. My burn on my bicep last week was the most intense that I remember since my young days. So I'm really excited about it. If you want to look at me doing it, go to Instagram, The Holistic Navigator. I've got a video of me doing the curls on there. And for senior citizens, it is going to be the thing. Let me tell you, my trainer downstairs at Nutrition World, Mackie Pierre at Max Fitness, I've given him some bands, because the thing, again, you're 65, you're 75, you've got injuries. You can't lift heavy weights, but you can lift modest weights. And if we can restrict blood flow, you get the same results as you would if you lift heavy weights, which is a better looking body and stronger and all the things you want.
I'm as sure as I can be, I have never seen anyone using those at my gym.
No. And I've had the store of people who purchased. We're looking for the best bands. We're going to be selling them. I get on these passions, and I've done it my whole life, where, I'll grab something and go with it 100 miles an hour. And then I'll either discard it completely, or I'll put it into my toolbox of things that I could advise people on. This will be in the toolbox. I'll rant about it for the next few weeks, and you may not hear it again, but I will always be connected to this, because I, again, have done it myself, and I see the benefit of it.
And this will be one of those things that the listeners have heard me say, but this I would be willing to try. I don't think you can hurt yourself with it. It sounds interesting, and to get more bang for my buck, better workout with less effort, or in a way, less weight, why not? I mean, I love to do pull-ups. I'm sure I could do those with this, and it would be phenomenal.
Better bang for the buck is the perfect way to maybe put this in.
And less injury?
And less
injury. Sounds good.
I do want to say real quickly, and I'm not going to try to cut by any means be negative to this restaurant. I do eat there. It's called Bubble Tea. And I have been a little concerned about it, because I love the Bubble Tea. What it is you drink this drink, and it has these... it's an ancient kind of drink, and these bubbles that they produce are from tapioca. And there was a article here on the news where the bubble tea actually blocks a teen's bowels, and it's not uncommon. And these bubble teas are from tapioca, which you think would melt in the body. But it's making me more concerned. This is not the first time I've run across this, so I'm a little bit probably not going to go and be drinking that like I used to. I was drinking one every day. They are delicious tasting. It's really weird how it works, but...
Never been. I've been to the Teavana when we had one, but never to Bubble Tea.
Yeah. Well, good food, but I'm going to stay away from the drink in the future.
Interesting.
Okay, my friend, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for the iPhone or Android. Let's talk today about living our lives well, in strength, not in fear. In a moment, I will share with you again a letter I have not shared in quite a while. But first, let's look at what Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, which is a perfect quote when we've been talking about bodybuilding. Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength. And from Ernest Hemingway, the world breaks everyone. And afterwards, some are strong in the broken places. Let me now share with you that letter found in the office of a young pastor from Zimbabwe, Africa, one of my favorite letters. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast, and I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer, and labor with power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, and my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. That letter was found after the missionary had been found beaten to death because of his faith. He lived his life in strength, not fear. Let me close with a quotation from Thomas Paine. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. May we all live lives of purpose, lives lived fiercely, full of strength, and free of fear. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I really like that two words that I listened to you say, low living. I mean, we've all had periods of doing that, falling into the troubles of life, and I like that. And, you know, I think many times a lot of us are walking around with life that has kind of hardened us, and I want to never, ever do that. And recognizing that is the first way, and really the only thing you first can do to recognize it is to pay attention to your inner self, and then you become your own advocate, and then you reach out for others that can help you. But
you know, we've talked before about how you and I have no control really over our circumstances. All we do have control over is our response to them.
Exactly. How we process it. We're going to run out of time really fast because this has been a wonderful show today. I want to get one plug in. We did on my podcast called The Holistic Navigator. I just interviewed John Kennedy, who you've met him before, Dr. Green. He's been on the show. He's what I consider the CBD expert in this part of the country. And all the interview was about how to properly utilize and create results with CBD. And it is one of the most unusual molecules in nature. And the reason I say that is because it has what we call a sweet spot for dosing. It's all about two things, quality of the product and the dosing. And it's one of those products that the more you use, the less it works if you get out of your sweet spot. You cannot use too little and you cannot use too much. What are the reasons people use it? Mainly anxiety, sleep, and pain, and perhaps getting off pain medication. It can be very helpful. So The Holistic Navigator, John Kennedy, was so informative. I just loved the interview.
And as a doctor, I will say people need to be informed about the product they're purchasing and informed on terpenes and the fact that CBDs are not all created equal and that some are unsafe, frankly, in my opinion.
Right. And most of the time they're just worthless, but there could be because a CBD puts, you know, gathers mold and pesticides and everything as it grows. It is an amazing plant.
Heavy metals, I think, as well.
Oh, yeah. They're awful for that. Real quickly, CNN on Health News had a really good article, Avoid These Five Risk Factors to Live Longer. I mean, all these are things that we all know, but I think we should always be reminded of those, which are, they were, well, I could have probably had it better found. Oh, here they are. Of course, eliminating smoking, exercise, being overweight, drinking too much, and of course, the big one with me is eating an unhealthy diet. Unhealthy is making you not live long. And we're actually, this big study was done, I think it said, it would increase, in particular, women who practice the five health habits gained over 10 years of disease-free life, and men gained 8 years just from those five things. Now, those are big five things. Nutrition World's here to help you to eat healthier and to, you know, take care of your nutrients. And
I am reminded that said, the alcohol thing comes up a lot for patients, and it said too much. And if I recall, the Blue Zone diet actually has, was it wine on there?
They did.
So that was one of those things. So, you know, a lot of empty calories there, but, you know, the rest of it is pretty easy. Not smoking, healthier lifestyle, exercising. Those are things we preach a lot.
It is a lot. And just because you said wine, I have to put my 2 cents worth in. I'm not a fan of wine any longer because of two reasons. They produce histamines in people. Many times, if they're sensitive, as we grow older, we become sensitive to histamines. That creates, you know, the symptoms of
Is that all wines for you? There are some studies showing red wine may increase HDL. So,
well, it does. It has one of those mixtures of benefits against risk. Red wine makes some people feel bad, and they don't really know it because it's the histamines in the red wine makes you kind of get, you know, almost allergic-like. And then secondly, all grapes are grown with tremendous amounts of Roundup, which is the other word, glyphosate. I'm hugely negative on glyphosate for our health. It's actually an antibiotic. And when you're drinking wine, you're drinking antibiotics. So what I'm doing, the only two clean alcohols, super clean, in my opinion, based on other people's opinions who I trust, is high-priced tequila and gin. Those are the two cleanest ones. And I mix it only with water, not with things that have carbohydrates. And if you put a lime in it or several limes, it actually blunts the insulin response. It's the only way to go, brother. The only way if you're going to drink. And you want the super health of, you know, not having negative stuff. Oh, heck, you know, too much is negative, but I don't care how clean it is. But a couple drinks is fine with me. Well, guess what, Dr. Green? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. and the website by Avalon Design Studio. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.